If you have a Bible, I want you to turn, please, to the Gospel of John in the New Testament.
假如你有圣经的话，请你打开新约圣经《约翰福音》。
I love this book.
我爱这本书。
This is the Bible.
这是圣经。
This is the Word of God.
这是神的话。
This is God speaking to us.
这是神在对我们说话。
I love to study the Bible.
我喜爱研究圣经。
And I love to teach the Bible.
我更爱教圣经。
And I hope you love the Bible too.
And 我也希望你喜爱圣经。
There is no other book in the world like this book.
在世界上没有任何一本书像圣经这样。
Every time we open it, we are hearing what God is saying to us.
每当我们打开圣经的时候，我们就听到神在对我们说话。
And so I want you to turn to John chapter 14.
现在我要请你打开约翰福音第十四章。
And we're going to talk this afternoon and this evening about this subject.
今天下午我们要一起来看这个题目。
Is Jesus Christ really the only way of salvation for the whole world?
耶稣基督真的是世人的唯一的拯救吗？
And I want us to look at John chapter 14 and verse 6.
请你们打开约翰福音第十四章第六节。
Okay, I'm trying to advance this. Oh, maybe it's not on. Okay, I got it. Good. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Look in your Bibles.
请你看你的圣经，约翰福音十四章第六节。
And Jesus is speaking.
耶稣在说。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And so this afternoon and this evening, we want to answer this question.
所以今天下午跟晚上，我们要一起来回答这个问题。
Is Jesus Christ really the only way of salvation for the whole world?
耶稣基督真的是世人唯一的拯救吗？
Now look in your Bible again at John 14:6.
请你再看你的圣经十四章第六节。
Jesus says, I am the way.
耶稣说，我就是那条路。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Don't you think that sounds rather narrow?
你不觉得这个很他的思想太狭窄了点吗？
I do.
我是这样想。
I would like you all to do something for me, please.
我现在要你们替我做一件事。
I want you to take your right hand,
请你们把你的右手拿起来。
And make a fist.
做一个拳头。
Now, while your hand is in the fist position, I want you to put your index finger up like that.
先做一个拳头，然后再把你的食指举起来。
Now, while your hand is like that, I want you to stick your arm straight up in the air.
我要请你把你的手举起来。
And just keep it there.
就是留在那里。
Just keep it there. Oh, this is good. I wish I had a camera.
我最希望我有一个照相机。
Okay, now you can take it down.
你先可以放下了。
Do you know what that is?
你知道那是什么吗？
That is what we call the one-way sign.
这是我们所说的单向道。
It was made popular by the Jesus People movement on the westcoast of the United States in the early 1960s.
这个在1960年在西部一个耶稣的运动，一个非常流行的一个手势。
And this sign means,
这是什么意思呢?
That there's only one way to heaven.
只有一条道路去天堂。
And it's Jesus.
那是耶稣。
And there's no other way to heaven except through him.
没有其他的方法可以到耶稣那里去。去天堂去。
You can go to a Christian bookstore and buy a leather Bible cover with a one-way hand on it.
你可以去基督徒的书店买一本书，外面是皮的书，上面有一个这个手势。
You can go to a Christian bookstore and buy little sticky labels with the one-way hand on them, and you can take the label and put it on the envelope so when you send your letter to the mail, the postman will see it.
你也可以去书店去买那些小的贴纸，然后当你寄信的时候把它放在贴纸上面，这样子邮差也会看到。
I remember years ago, I was riding in my car on a four-lane highway here in North America.
很多年前我在北美洲，有一天我在驾车的时候。
And I came to an intersection where the traffic light had just turned red.
我刚刚到一个十字路口，那个红绿灯变成红灯了。
And so I slowed down to stop.
所以我慢慢地停下来，以至于完全地停住。
And I noticed that there was a car in the right lane who had already stopped, and I was slowing down in the left lane.
我注意到我的右边还有一部车已经完全停下来了，那时候我是刚刚在慢慢停下来。
And just before I pulled up and stopped, I read the bumper sticker on the back of the other car.
是呢，我在停下来的时候，我注意到右边那部车子，它的车后面有一个 sticker.
And this is what it said.
这上面这样子写
Honk your horn if you love Jesus.
按喇叭，如果你爱耶稣的话，你就按喇叭。
So I honked my horn.
So 我就按喇叭。
And the man driving the car looked at me and he did this.
他看着我，他把一只手指头举起来。
So I looked back at him and I did this.
所以我也回看他，也把一只手指头举起来。
Do we really believe that?
我们真的是这样相信的吗？
Do we really believe that Jesus is the only way of salvation for the whole world?
我们真的相信耶稣基督是世人唯一的拯救吗？
When I was a college student,
当我在大学读书的时候，
I went on a summer missions trip.
我去了一个夏天的宣教队。
And we went from South Carolina.
我们从南卡。
To the city of Chicago, Illinois.
一直到芝加哥。
In Chicago, we got 30 churches to work together with us.
在芝加哥，我们那里有30个大学一起合作。
We rented a building.
我们租了一栋建筑物。
On a summer campground.
是一个露营地
and this building seated 1,000 people.
那个建筑物能够容纳1,000个人
And we had a meeting in that building every night for 30 straight nights.
我们每天晚上在那里都有聚会，一直这个聚会每天晚上延续到30天
And every night we preached the gospel.
每天晚上我们都宣讲。
And the people in those 30 churches would all bring their non-Christian friends to that place to hear the gospel.
在那三十个学校的地方，他们都每天都有人把非信主的人带到那里去。
And there were 1,000 people there every night.
每天晚上都有上千的人。
And we preached for 30 straight nights.
我们30天不间断的传扬。
Now,We had to have a place to stay as a team.
我们在那边需要有一个地方住下来。
And so we rented a little summer cottage.
所以我们租了一栋暑假的小房子。
And all the men stayed upstairs and all the women stayed downstairs.
所以的男生住在楼上，女生住在楼下。
And this little cottage did not have a kitchen.
这个小房子里面没有厨房。
We had a sink.
我们有一个 sink, 我们就是有一个热水池
And we had a little electric burner that you could plug into the wall that would get hot, and you could put a pan on and cook soup or water or whatever.
我们那边是有一个小小的这个 stove， 可以把它插电，然后可以烧点水。
And so in the morning, we would put a pan of water on and boil the water and make tea and coffee and eat bread and jam for breakfast.
早上的时候我们就烧开水，然后吃点面包，涂上果酱。
And at night, we would put on some soup and we would eat soup and cheese and crackers for supper.
晚上的时候呢，我们就烧点那个汤，然后吃一点那个乳酪跟小饼干。
And since that wasn't much food, every noontime, we went to a little restaurant right on the edge of the campground and we bought a restaurant meal. I'll never forget the first day we ate in that restaurant. There were 10 of us.
我们有10个人
We walked in and we asked if we could have a table.
我们进去，我们说我们能够有一张桌子吗？
They gave us a nice table in the back for 10 people.
所以他们就给我们在后面一张能够坐10个人的桌子。
We all sat down.
我们都坐下来。
And after I sat down, I heard someone say something behind me.
等到我坐下以后，我听到我后面有人说话。
It was a lady's voice.
是个女士的声音。
And she said, hello everybody, my name is Sandy, and I am your server.
她在后面说我 大家好，我的名字叫做 Sandy, 我是来服侍你们的。
So we said hello.
所以我们也跟她说。
And then she looked at me.
然后她看着我。
And she said, I've never seen you before. Is this the first time you've ever eaten in our restaurant?
她说我从来没有见过你，这是你第一次来我们的餐馆里吃菜吗？
And I said, yes, in fact, this is the first time for all of us.
我就说是的，这是我的第一次。事实上我们每一个人都是在，这是第一次在这儿吃饭。
And she said, oh, where are you from?
她跟我们说我们是从哪来的。
And I said, we're from South Carolina.
我们是从南卡来的。
And she said, what are you doing here in Chicago?
你们在这干嘛？
And I said,
我说
we've come here...to tell people about Jesus.
我说我们来这里是为了告诉人有关于耶稣基督的事。
And when I said that, she said, oh.
等到我说了以后，你可以看得出来她的脸色，她觉得很奇怪。
Now that began a very interesting series of conversations because we ate there every day.
从那时候起，我们就开始有一连串很有趣的对话，就只是因为我们每天都在那儿吃饭。
And every day, I would tell Sandy just a little bit more about Jesus.
每一天我会告诉 Sandy 更多的有关于耶稣的事。
And one day, as we were leaving the restaurant after the noon meal, Sandy stopped me at the front door.
有一天我们吃完饭要离开的时候 ，Sandy 在前面，她叫我留下来。
And she said, "Can I talk to you for a minute?"
她说我能跟你讲一会话吗
？I said, "Of course."
当然了。
She said, "You know."I've been telling my friends about some of the things you've been telling me about God and Jesus.
他说我已经告诉我的朋友说有些你告诉我有关于耶稣基督跟神的事情。
And she said they have lots of questions.
他们有很多的问题。
Would it be okay with you if I brought some of my friends over to your cottage some evening and we ask you some more questions?
是不是我们什么时候我可以带我的朋友到你们所住的小屋那里去问你们问题呢
I said absolutely
我说当然了
And so I still remember it was at the middle of the week
在一个周间
Our big meeting was over
我们晚上的布道会结束了
We came back to our cottage to have a snack before we went to bed
我们回到我们的小屋吃点点心我们在睡觉之前吃点点心
And here came Sandy with about 10 of her friends.
Sandy 带了10个朋友来。
We invited them in.
我们就邀请他们进来。
And we had a little front porch on our cottage that was screened in but didn't have any furniture. Just a wooden floor and a screened in porch.
我们的小屋的前面是有一个小小的门廊。是完全是遮住的可是虽然没有椅子可是里面就是有地板。
And so we just all sat on the floor.
所以我们就通通坐在地上。
And they began to ask questions.
他们就开始问问题了。
Very good question.
非常好的问题。
And Sandy was sitting right in the middle of the group.
Sandy 坐在他的那个朋友的中间。
And I'll never forget a question that she asked me.
我永远忘不了他所问的那个问题。
She said,
他说
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation for the whole world?
你真的相信耶稣基督是世人唯一的拯救吗？
And I said, yes.
我说我相信。
Then she said this.
他就说这句话。
She said, if that is true, what about the fact that millions of people living right now have never even once heard of Jesus? What's going to happen to them when they die?
Well, 如果那个真的是真的话、耶稣基督是唯一 的拯救的话，那世界上面几百万的人从来没有听过耶稣基督的名，那当他们死了以后会怎么办呢？
What are you going to tell her?
你要跟他说什么呢？
What are you going to say?
你能说什么？
You see, Sandy didn't ask me about people who don't believe in Jesus.
你要知道 ,Sandy 没有问我说如果人不相信耶稣是怎么样。
She asked me about people who don't know there's a Jesus to believe in.
他所问的问题是说有人他们不知道有耶稣基督使他们可以相信。
What's going to happen to them when they die?
那些人如果当他们死了以后会怎么办？
I said, Sandy, that is a very good question.
我跟 Sandy 说，你问的问题问得好。
And what you think or what I think about the answer may be right or it may be wrong.
我不管现在是你在想的答案或者是我想的答案，也许是对的，也许是错的。
But,
但是
what God's word says is always right.
但是神所说的话永远是对的。
And Sandy, if I understand this book correctly,
Sandy, 如果我真的懂这本书的话，
I believe
我相信
that every man, woman, boy, or girl
不管是男人、女人、大人或小孩
living anywhere in the world
不管他们住在世界的哪一个方
And who is old enough to know the difference between right and wrong.
只要他们能够了解说对跟错的分别。
And who can make a moral choice.
And 他们可以做一个道德上的选择。
If that person dies without having heard of Jesus Christ, that person will spend eternity in the fires of an everlasting hell.
当这些人死的时候，他们将永远住在、永恒的的监狱里面。
And when I said that,
当我说的那句话后
，Sandy exploded.
Sandy just, I don't know.
She just exploded.
Okay, 她就很 well, very angry.
Yeah. And this is what she said.
她这样说。
She said, But that's not fair!
这是不公平的事。
Now, I find it very interesting.
我觉得很有趣。
That when I made the astounding categorical statement I made a minute ago.
当我在一分钟之前说了那句话。
About the eternal destiny of people who live and die without ever hearing about Jesus.
在永恒里面，这些人从来没有听过耶稣。
Nobody here in this room stood up and said, that's not fair.
奇怪是这个房间里的没有一个人站起来说这个不公平。
And the reason why you didn't is because it's not polite to speak back to the speaker.
我相信你们没有说话是因为你们知道你们觉得说如果这样对这个讲话人说的话是非常没有礼貌的。
But some of you thought it.
可是我相信你们中间一定有人相信。
Some of you right now are saying, Dr. Murray, I think I agree with Sandy.
我相信你们中间一定有人说 那位博士，
你同意
I don't
think that's fair.
我也觉得那个不公平。
In fact, I can imagine somebody here saying this to me.
事实上，我可以猜想到你们中间有些人会这样对我说。
Dr. Murray, I want you to know that I have lived in Massachusetts all my life.
Harry 博士，我一生都住在波士顿。
And I was, by the grace of God, born into a wonderful Christian family.
借着神的恩典，我是生在一个基督徒的家庭。
Both my mother and my father know Jesus personally as their Savior.
我的父母亲接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主。
And when I was little, they told me every day about Jesus.
当我小的时候，他们告诉我有关于耶稣的每一件事。
And when I was very young, I understood the meaning of the gospel.
当我很小的时候，我就了解福音的真谛。
And I opened my heart to Jesus.
我就打开我的心。
And I asked him to come into my life.
请耶稣基督到我的生命里来。
To forgive my sin.
来原谅我的罪。
To make me his child.
使我成为他的儿女。
And I have been a true believer in Jesus now for many years.
我从此我就成为一个真实的基督徒。
And I remember 10 years ago,when our next door neighbors moved into the house next to us.
我记得十年前我们隔壁的邻居搬进来住。
The day that they moved into that house, my mother went out our front door, went over, knocked on their front door, and welcomed them to our neighborhood.
那天我妈妈从我们的屋子出去，到隔壁的邻居家里去欢迎他们。
My mother took them some cookies that she had made that day fresh, just for them.
我妈妈那天特别做了一些新鲜的饼干送给他们。
And over the last 10 years, my parents have had our next door neighbors into our home many times for a meal.
很多时候我们父母亲就邀请隔壁的邻居到我们家里来吃饭。
And every time they have talked to them about Jesus.
每一次他们都跟他们跟邻居讲有关于耶稣的事情。
In fact, we've had our neighbors come to the church.
我们甚至请邻居去我们的教会。
For the Christmas program.
去参加圣诞节的活动。
We had them come with us for Easter.
我们也邀请他来参加复活节。
One night we had them over to our house and we all watched Billy Graham together on cable TV.
有一天晚上我们甚至请他们过来一起看葛培理的这个聚会。
We gave them a Bible.
我们送给他们一本圣经。
We've told them the message of the gospel.
我们甚至告诉他们好消息的意义。
And for the last 10 years,
在过去的十年当中,
they have completely rejected everything we've tried to tell them about Jesus.
在过去十年中, 他们完全地拒绝我们所告诉他有关于耶稣基督的事情。
And I believe,
我相信,
that if my next door neighbor,
我的隔壁邻居,
would die tonight,
如果他今天晚上就死了
They would go to hell.
他们会去地狱里
They would be lost forever.
他们会永远的沉沦
But people who have never met a Christian?
至于那些从来没有见过 认识基督徒的人
People who have never seen a Bible?
那些从来没有看过圣经的人
People who don't know what a church is
从来不知道教会是什么
The cross to them is an unknown symbol
十字架对他们来说是一个他们不认识十字架
Christmas and Easter are not in their calendar
如果圣诞节跟复活节不是在他们的日历上的话
While we wait for the second coming of JesusThey've never even heard of his first coming.
我们在那等待耶稣基督的第二次的再来，可是这些人甚至他根本不知道耶稣已经来过了。
That's not fair.
这是不合理的事。
So what we want to do this afternoon?
所以今天下午我们要做什么呢
？And tonight.
今天晚上也是。
With humility.
带着一个谦卑的心。
But with certainty.
可是有确据。
We want to answer this question.
我们要回答这个问题。
How can Jesus Christ claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
耶稣基督怎么能够自称为 世人唯一的拯救呢？
Because that's exactly what he does in John 14:6.
这就是他在约翰福音十四章第六节所说的话。
He says, I am the way.
他说，我就是那条路。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
没有人能到父那里，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
How can he claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
他怎么能够自称为他是世人唯一的拯救呢？
Answer, for two reasons.
这里有两个理由。
By the way, when I preach,
当我还讲信息的时候，
I just love it when people write things down.
我真的是很喜欢你们写笔记。
I love it when people take notes.
我喜欢你们写下来。
So you might want to write a couple things down.
也许你们应该写下来。
How can Jesus claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
耶稣基督怎么能够自称为他是世人唯一的拯救呢？
For two reasons.
有两个理由。
Reason number one.
第一个理由。
Because of who Jesus is.
第一个理由就是因为耶稣的地位。
And
他是谁？
Reason number two.
第二个理由。
Because of what Jesus did.
是耶稣所成就的事工。
Because of who Jesus is,
因为耶稣是谁。
And because of what Jesus did,
因为耶稣他所做的事。
Now, I come from a Presbyterian background.
我是从一个长老会的背景出来的。
And the Presbyterian Church has what we call a catechism.
长老会有一个叫做这个教义，谢谢。
And it's a list of important theological questions.
是一个有许多条有关于神学上的问题。
And after each question, you have an answer from the Bible.
在每个一个问题之后，有一条答案，
And、
就是从圣经出来的。
If you grow up in the Presbyterian Church, many times you have to memorize the catechism.
假如你是在长老会的教会长大的，你要记得，你要背诵这些教义。
And the Presbyterian Church has a longer catechism.
And 这个教会有更长的它的教义是更长的。
Which has many questions.
有许多的问题。
And they have a shorter catechism, which has fewer questions.
他们也有一段比较短一点的教义，是比较少的问题。
But today, I want to create a shorter catechism with just two questions.
今天我只要做一个教义，里面只有两条问题。
And here are the two questions.
这里就是这两条问题。
Question number one.
第一个问题。
Who is Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是谁？
And question number two. What did Jesus Christ do?
第二个问题，耶稣基督做了什么事？
Now, I want to give a short answer to each of these questions first, and then I want to give a longer answer after.
我先给你们一条给你们短的答案，然后我会再给你们比较。
So the first question,
第一个问题，
Who is Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是谁？
Answer?
答案。
He is God.
他是神。
God.
神。
Not just like God.
不是如神。
Not just the only way to God.
也不是唯一条路去神那里。
Not just the greatest human being who ever lived.
也不是世界上最伟大的一个人。
But God Almighty Himself.
他是全能的神自己。
Co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Spirit.
他是在永恒里面与圣父圣灵同等。
Jesus Christ is God Almighty Himself.
耶稣基督是全能的神自己。
Now, in saying this, we are in no way diminishing the reality of the truth that Jesus was fully human.
当我们这样说的时候，我们并不是要降低那个耶稣基督曾经在世上是个人的这个事实。
The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ was fully man and fully God.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督是完全的人，也是完全的神。
But as we look at John 14:6,
当我们看约翰福音十四章第六节的时候
，We must realize that Jesus can say what he says because of who he is.
耶稣可以这样子说他所说的话，因为他是那一位。
Jesus is God.
他就是神。
That's the answer to the first question.
这就是第一个问题的答案。
Question number two.
第二个问题。
What did Jesus Christ?Do.
耶稣基督做了什么事?
Now here's the short answer.
这里先给你一个短的答案。
Answer, he died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole world.
他为世人的罪死在加略山上的十架。
He died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole world.
他为世人的罪死在加略山上的十架。
This is why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣基督来到这个世界。
This is what Jesus did.
这也是他在这世界上为我们所做的事。
And this is why he can say he is the only way to the Father.
这也是为什么他能够说他是唯一去父的那边的唯一的道路。
Now we're going to see this evening after supper.
今天晚上吃过晚饭以后
That what Jesus did on the cross was the most important fact in human history.
今天晚上吃完晚饭以后，我们要看到说，耶稣基督死在十字架上是世界上最伟大的一件事。
And we'll talk about that tonight.
我们今天晚上讨论那个问题。
Now let's go back to our two questions and give a longer answer to each one.
现在我们要回到刚才的那两个问题，给你一个比较长的答案。
Question number one, who is Jesus Christ? Answer, Jesus is God.
第一个问题是耶稣基督是谁？答案是耶稣基督是神。
Have you ever had anybody say this to you?
你有没有人对你这样说过？
I believe Jesus was a good man and a worthy example, but I certainly don't believe he was God.
我相信耶稣基督是一个很好的好人，是个可是呢，我不相信他是神。
Anybody ever say that to you?
有人这样对你说过这句话吗？
I've had lots of people say that to me.
有许多人曾经那样对我说过。
Now what's wrong with that? When people say that, what's wrong with that?
他这样讲有什么错呢？
When they say that, it's a contradiction in terms.
当他们这样讲的时候，这个是一个矛盾。
You can't say, I believe Jesus was a good man and a worthy example, but I don't believe he was God. You can't say that.
你不能够说耶稣基督是一个好人，是一个有价值的人，他不是个神，他不是神。
Now why can't you say that?
为什么不能这样说呢？
Because Jesus himself claimed to be God.
因为耶稣基督自称为神。
So that means he's one of three things.
那只有三个答案能够解释。
He's a liar.
他是个骗子。
He knows he's not God.
他知道他自己不是神。
But he still claims to be.
他仍然是要自称为神。
So he's lying.
所以他在说谎话。
Or he's crazy.
要不然他就是很神经病。
He thinks he's God.
他以为他是神。
Even though he isn't.
虽然他并不是神。
Or.
要不然就是。
He's exactly who he says he is.
他就是他所说的 那一位
A liar
或是骗子
Crazy
发疯了
Or God Almighty himself
他就是全能的神自己
The Bible teaches
圣经这样教导我们
From cover to cover
从创世纪到启示录
Jesus Christ is God Almighty himself
耶稣基督
And what we want to do in the next couple minutes is just remind ourselves of what God's Word teaches about Jesus.
在下面这两分钟我们要一起来看说圣经教导我们有关于耶稣基督的事。
Watch.
看着。
God's word teaches Christ's eternal free existence.
神的话教导我们说基督在最早之间就已经存在的永恒性。
Listen carefully.
请你仔细地听。
There was never a time when Jesus Christ was not.
从来在世界上没有一段时间耶稣基督不是已经存在了。
There was never a time when Jesus Christ was not God.
从来没有一段时间耶稣基督不是神。
His eternal pre-existence.
他是在一种永恒里他早已经存在的。
God's word teaches Christ's virgin birth.
神的话教导我们耶稣基督是从童女生的。
Do you remember what Mary said to the angel?
你记得玛利亚跟天使所说的话吗？
She said, how can this be? I've never had sexual relations with a man.
这怎么可能呢？我从来没有跟任何人有性关系过。
You remember that?
你记得吗？
And what did the angel say?
天使说什么呢？
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
圣灵会降临在你的身上。
Therefore, that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God.
从圣灵出生的他要被称为是神的儿子
His virgin birth
他的是从童女生的
God's word teaches Christ's sinless life
神的话教导我们基督无罪的生命
Jesus never sinned in thought, word, or deed
耶稣基督从来没有犯过罪不管是思想上言语上还是行动上
God's word teaches Christ's vicariousDeath.
神的话教导我们说耶稣基督为我们的代死。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
That means that he, the perfect one, died for us, the imperfect one.
这个意思就是说耶稣基督在完美的为我们这个不完美的去死。
He could only do that if he is God.
他只能这样他为除非他是神不然他不能这样做。
The Bible teaches Christ's bodily resurrection.
神的话教导我们耶稣基督肉身的复活。
Do you remember what happened when Jesus was here on the earth?
你记得耶稣的活在世上的日子吗?
And the religious leaders opposed him.
宗教的领袖抵挡他。
And they said to him, What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all these things?
你可以给我们什么神迹其实让我们看到说 你是神的儿子呢
And do you remember what Jesus said?
你记得耶稣说什么吗
He said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up.
你们把这个圣殿破坏三天以后我会 再造起来
And the Bible tells us that he spoke this of his body.
圣经说他在刚才在讲这句话的时候他是指着他自己的身体
And you remember when the disciples went to the tomb after Jesus had died and was buried there?
你记得门徒跑到耶稣 的坟墓那边去他在他死了以后
And they found the stone rolled away
他们看见大石头被滚开
And the tomb empty
坟墓是空的
And the angel appeared to them
天使向他们显现
And he asked, who are you looking for?
天使问他们说你们在找谁
And they said, Jesus.
他们说我们要找耶稣
And the angel said, he is not here. He has risen.
天使跟他们说他不在这里他已经复活了
Christ's bodily resurrection.
耶稣基督肉身的复活
The Bible teaches Christ's glorious ascension.
神的话教导我们说基督的荣耀的升天
He ascended back to the right hand of the Father
他升到天父右手边
Where he is right now
这就是他现在所在之处
Praying for you and for me
为你跟我的祷告
Now why have I listed all these things?
为什么我把这些事情写下来呢
Because all of these things tell me one thing for sure
因为这些事情告诉我有一件事情
That Jesus is God
耶稣基督是神
Jesus healed the sick
耶稣基督医病。
He made the lame to walk.
他使瘸腿的人能行走。
He made the deaf to hear.
他使聋子能够听见。
He made the dumb to speak.
他使口哑巴能够说话。
Jesus touched and cleansed the lepers.
他触摸也洁净。
Restored sight to the blind.
他使瞎子得看见。
Jesus forgave sins.
他赦免我们的罪。
Jesus forgave sins.
耶稣基督赦免罪恶。
You remember?
你记得吗？
We're all together in the room.
我们都在一个房间里。
All of a sudden we hear some noise up on the roof.
我们听到屋顶上有声音。
All of a sudden the dirt starts to fall down.
突然间天上的泥土都下来了。
And there are four men up there digging a hole in the roof.
有四个人在屋顶上面在挖屋顶。
And after they dig the hole, they get their friend on a bed and they let him down to the hole and let him down to the floor right in front of Jesus.
你记得那个四个朋友，他们把屋顶挖开了以后，把他们的一个朋友从屋顶上面坠下来。
And do you remember what Jesus said to the man that was lying there on the bed?
你记得耶稣对这个躺在床上的人所说的话吗？
He said, Son, your sins be forgiven you.
他说，孩子，你的罪赦免了。
And the cold-hearted, theologically correct Pharisees sitting on the front row, no implication.
所以那个坐在，你记得那个是心很冷的。
Started to murmur.
开始说话了。
And they said this.
他们说。
This man speaks blasphemy.
这个人在说前妄的话了。
Who can forgive sins except God alone?
谁能够赦免罪除了神之外。
And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, turned to them and said.
耶稣知道他们在心里想的话。
Which is easier?
什么是更容易呢？
To say to this man, your sins are forgiven, or to say to this man, rise, take up your bed, and walk.
是说这个人你的罪已经赦免了呢，还是说你可以起来行，带着你的褥子起来行走呢？
But I tell you that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Son, get up, take your bed, and go home. That's it.
就是让你知道说人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，所以他就。叫那个躺在床上的人拿起你的褥子来起来行走。
Jesus forgave sin.
耶稣基督赦免罪。
How can he do that?
他怎能这样做呢？
Because he's God.
因为他是神。
This is the record of scripture.
这是在圣经上所记录的。
Jesus Christ raised the dead.
耶稣基督使死人复活。
I love that story in Luke chapter 7.
我最喜欢这个路加福音。第七章那里面讲到的故事。
A widow woman.
一个寡妇。
Who only has one young adult son.
她只有一个儿子。
Her son gets sick and he dies.
她的儿子因为生病死了。
The funeral is over.
葬礼已经结束了。
They're all on their way to the cemetery.
他们已经要去那个墓地上。
And as they come out of the city,Here comes Jesus the other direction with his disciples.
当他们从城里出来的时候，耶稣基督从另外一个方向过来。
And he comes up to the coffin and he puts his hand on the coffin.
他走到那个棺材的旁边，他把手放在棺材上。
And he raises the young man back to life.
他把那个年轻人从死里复活。
And he gives him to his mother.
他把那个年轻人交给他的妈妈。
And at the end of that story,
在那个故事的结尾。
And you can read it when you get home today.
你今天晚上回到家可以去读去。
It says this.
这样说。
And all the people said.
所有的人都这样说。
God has visited his people.
神在他的子民中间。
Jesus is God. Do you believe that?
耶稣是神，你相信吗？
The demons.Recognize Christ's deity. The demon.
甚至魔鬼都认出来耶稣基督的神性。
What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God, they said.
耶稣基督，我们跟你有什么关系？你是神的儿子。
And in Mark chapter 1,
在马可福音第一章里面，
there's a little verse that I just love.
里面有一节圣经，我非常的喜爱。
And it says this.
这样说。
it says Jesus did not permit the demons to speak because they knew who he was.
耶稣基督不让那些魔鬼来说他是谁，因为这些魔鬼知道耶稣是谁。
The demons recognize his deity, that he's God.
魔鬼知道耶稣基督的神性。
Christ's enemies recognize his deity.
基督的敌人也都知道他的神性。
If you have your Bible, I want you to look at these verses in John chapter 10.
假如你有圣经的话，请打开约翰福音第十章三十二节到三十三节。
John chapter 10, verse 32.
约翰福音第十章三十二节。
Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?
耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多圣善事给你们看，你们是为哪一件拿石头打我？
We are not stoning you for any of these, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
犹太人回答说，我们不是为暂时拿石头打你，是为你说前往的话，就为你这个人敢将自己当作神。
Did you ever ask yourself this question? Why did the Jewish people want to kill Jesus?
你有没有问过你自己这个问题？为什么犹太人想要杀耶稣？
It wasn't because of the miracles he was performing.
不是因为他所施行的神迹奇事。
It wasn't because of the messages he was preaching.
也不是因为他所带过来的信息。
It was for one thing and one thing alone.
只是因为一件事情。
It was because Jesus claimed to be God.
因为耶稣基督自称是神。
That's what it says here. We're not trying to kill you for any of your miracles, but for blasphemy because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
我们不是因为你所做的善事要打你，而是因为你说前往的话，是因为你这个人本将自己当作神。
And in fact, Jesus did claim to be God.
事实上，耶稣自己是自称为神。
Look at John chapter 5, verse 18.
看约翰福音第五章第十八节。
Look at it in your Bible.
看你的圣经。
This is one of the most important verses in the entire New Testament. John chapter 5, verse 18.
约翰福音第五章第十八节，这是整本新约圣经里面最重要的一节圣经。
And it says, for this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
I remember the first time I really thought about this verse.
我记得我第一次的真正思想这节圣经。
And I scratched my head and I said, so why are they so upset?
我抓抓头说，为什么他们这么不开心呢？
I mean, I've told many people that God is my father and they never tried to kill me.
我常常跟别人说，神是我的父亲，没有人想要杀我。
I've told many people that I am a son of God and they've never tried to kill me.
我跟人家说，我是耶稣基督神的儿子，也没有人想要杀我。
And by the way, every one of you here who has received Jesus as your Savior, you have the right to call yourselves a son or daughter of God.
事实上，你们坐在这里的每一个人，假如你们已经接受了耶稣基督做你们的救主，你们都有权利可以称为女儿或儿子，神的儿子或女儿。
John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章
verse 12,
第十二节。
But to as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to call themselves the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
对那些相信他又接受他名的人，他就赐给他们儿女的名分。
So why did they try to kill Jesus when he said in John 5:18 that God was his own father?
所以为什么这些犹太人想要杀耶稣？当耶稣说他是神的儿子。
Now if you look carefully in your Bible, you'll see that Jesus said, watch, that God was his own father.
假如你读圣经很仔细的读话，你会看到这圣经耶稣说神是他的爸爸。
The word own in the Greek language is the word idion.
Well, 在希腊文里面这个自己的这个父亲叫做希腊文里面是 idion.
Idion. It's the word from which we get the English word idiosyncrasy.
也就是我们在英文里面这个 idiosyncrasy 的来源。
And the word idiom means peculiar or unique.
这个意思就是说特别的，唯独一的。
It means in a way that nothing else is.
也没有任何事情是像这样。
And so when Jesus calls God his idiom patera,
当耶稣基督说天父是他的 idiom patera, 就是他唯一的父的
神。He's claiming nothing less than total equality with God.
他是在把神跟他自己当作完全的平等。
Now, I'm just about done.
我快说完了。
But I want you to look at John 8:58.
可是我要你看看约翰福音第八章第五十八节。
John 8:58.
约翰福音第八章第五十八节。
In this verse we read, Jesus is speaking and he says, I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am.
耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Now I realize many of you here probably have a Mandarin version of the Bible.
我相信你们这边大家都在用的是中文的和合本。
How many of you have an English Bible with you?
有多少人有英文的版本？
And how many of you who have an English Bible have the NIV?
有多少人有 NIV 和
Okay. So the NIV says, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
NIV 这样子说，耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Now, I want to say this with great humility.
我要带着一个谦卑的心来跟你这样讲。
But I think the translators of the NIV goofed here.
我相信 NIV 的那个翻译者他翻得不太好。
And I want to tell you why I say that.
我跟你讲为什么我这样说。
I remember the first time I read this verse, John 8:58, in the Catholic Bible.
我第一次读到这节圣经的时候是在一个天主教的圣经版本里。
Some of you are thinking, why are you reading the Catholic Bible?
你们中一定有人说为什么你要读天主教的版本呢？
Don't forget where my wife and I lived for 13 years.
你不要忘记我跟我太太住了13年的那个地方。
We lived in Italy.
我们住在意大利。
Everybody in Italy is a Catholic.
每一人所有的人在意大利都是天主教徒。
I mean, you're born Catholic.
你是生来就是天主教徒。
And so since I went there to share Jesus with those people, and all of them are Catholics, I thought, well, I better read the Catholic Bible.
既然我在那里要跟他们传福音，我想我就是应该读读他们的圣经。
And so I did.
所以我读了。
And I read it carefully.
我读得非常的仔细。
And I'll never forget when I got to John 8:58.
我永远不会忘记当我读到约翰福音第八章五十八节的时候。
And this is what it says.
这是这样说。
Jesus answered,
耶稣回答说
Amen, Amen, I say to you.
Agree, 我同意我这样跟你说。
Before Abraham was born, I am.
在亚伯拉罕出生之前我就已经在了。
And I thought, Amen, Amen, that's a strange way to translate this verse. Where did they get that?
我的心里就在想说，这样子的翻译是很奇怪的。他们是从哪里这样子找来的
？And the answer is they got it right out of the Greek.
他们是从希腊版本里面拿出来。
Because the Greek translation, the Greek original Greek of the New Testament, Jesus says, "Amen, Amen." Before Abraham was born, I am.
在那本的圣经里面，耶稣就是这样说的。我同意，在亚伯拉罕还未生出之前，我已经存在了。
And he says it twice.
他甚至说了两遍。
He doesn't say Amen. He says Amen, Amen.
他不是只说一次而已，他是说了两次 Amen.
He says it twice.
他说了两次。
Now, do you know what the word Amen means?
你知道 Amen 是什么意思吗？
The word Amen means it is true.
意思就是说这是真的。
Now, I didn't know that for years. When I was a little boy, I thought the word Amen meant the end.
在我小的时候，我以为 Amen 就是说结束，完了。
And it was the word that I waited for at church.
这就是我一直在教会里面等待着这句话说出来。
That's not what it means.
可是这不是这个意思。
It means it is true.
意思就是说这是真的。
That's why I think that translators of the NIV got it wrong here, because they say this, I tell you the truth, which is a good translation of the word amen, but they only say it once. And Jesus said it twice.
Well, 事实上在那个 耶稣在那个希腊文版本里面他说了两次，所以呢 NIV 的人只翻译了一次出来，所以我觉得他翻译的不对。
And so if they had translated accurately, they should have said this, I tell you the truth, comma, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was born, I am.
如果他们真的是翻译的对的话，他们应该这样讲说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
Because that's what Jesus said.
据点。
Now watch.
请看着。
The double amen, 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 only occurs in the Bible in the Gospel of John.
这个两次的我实实在在告诉你们、只有在约翰福音里出现了。
That's the only book where you'll find the double amen. It is true, it is true.
只有在约翰福音里面你会发现这句话出现了两次。
And now watch. And the only time you ever find it,is on the lips of the Lord Jesus. He's the only one who ever said it.
And 你唯一的能够找到的是在耶稣基督他在他所说的话。
And he always used that double expression just before he made a statement that he knew his listeners would not believe.
他唯一的这样子用这个两个这个 amen 的时候是因为这 他知道说在听他话听他讲这句话的人是不相信他所说的话。
In fact, I like to imagine that Jesus always said something to himself under his breath before he used the double amen.
我想要讲说在耶稣说 这些话的时候他好像在他的心里面已经说了这一句话。
And this is what I think he said to himself.
所以我想他对他自己的心里是这样说的。
Now you're not going to believe this.
你不会相信我要说的话的。
But it's true, it's true. And then he would make a statement.
但是是真的，是真的。然后他会讲他要讲的话。
Let me give you an example.
看我给你一个例子。
Nicodemus?
Nicodemus.
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Nicodemus?
Nicodemus.
You're not going to believe this.
你不会相信这个的。
But it's true, it's true.
可是是真的，是真的。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
除非一个人重生，他不能够见神的国。
And you remember what Nicodemus said?
你记得尼哥底母说什么话吗？
He said, What? Can a man enter back into his mother's womb and be born a second time?
难道一个人能够再回他母亲 的肚子里面 再生出来吗？
And Jesus said, I knew you were going to say that.
耶稣说，我知道你会这样讲。
That's why I said it is true, it is true.
所以我先跟你讲，是真的，是真的。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给你一个例子。
Gentlemen,
先生们,
my close friends,
我的亲爱的朋友们,
my 12 closest friends,
我十二个最亲近的朋友,
you who are with me here on this holy night, eating this holy meal,
你在这个圣洁的晚上跟我一起吃这个圣餐,
you who are here with me just before I go to the cross,
你们跟我在一起，在我在上十字架之前，你们跟我在一起。
As we eat together,
当我们在一起吃饭的时候
，My dearest friend,
我最亲爱的朋友们
，You're not going to believe this.
你不相信，你将不会相信我要说的话。
But it's true, it's true.
是真的，是真的。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
One of you is going to betray me.
你们中间有一个人将要背叛我。
And we read in God's word that they looked one upon the other, doubting of whom he spoke. They didn't believe it.
他们左右看看，他们不相信耶稣基督讲的话。
Now here in John 8:58, Jesus does it again.
这里在约翰福音第八章五十八节，耶稣又来一次。
He says, "You're not going to believe this."
你不会相信我要讲的话。
But it's true. It's true.
只是是真的，是真的。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Before Abraham was born, I am.
在亚伯拉罕出生之前，我就存在了。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Don't you think Jesus could have said here, "Before Abraham was born, I was"?
难道你觉得耶稣基督不能够这样讲吗？在亚伯拉罕出生之前呢，我就已经存在了。
And if he said that, would it not have been true?
假如他只是这样讲的话，难道不也是真的吗？
Yes. He could have said,Before Abraham was born, I was, and if he said that, it would have been true.
如果他说在亚伯拉罕出生之前我就存在了，如果他只是这样讲的话，难道这不是真的吗？
But he doesn't say that.
是他没有那样讲。
He says, before Abraham was born, I am.
可是他在说，当亚伯拉罕出生之前，我已经在了。
I want to show you what Jesus is saying here.
我要跟你讲，耶稣在说的是什么？
Watch. Just imagine an invisible line going across the room all the way from that door all the way to that curtain. Straight line.
我要你想象有一条线从那个门到那头。
And then the line goes beyond that door through the building outside as far as you can possibly see. Straight line.
有这条线甚至出了门一直往前。
And then the line at that end goes through the curtain outside of the building and goes as far as you can possibly see.
在另外一头也是一直从这个通过这个窗这个 curtain 这个窗帘一直都往外去，一直到你眼睛能够看得见的地方。
Long, straight, invisible line.
一条看不见的线。
And this line represents time.
这条线代表时间。
That end of the line represents the future.
在左边的那条线代表未来。
That end of the line represents the past.
在右边的那条线代表的是过去。
And the middle of the line represents the present moment.
在中间就是代表现在。
Okay, everybody with me? All right.
可以吗？
Jesus, in John 8:58, Jesus is speaking in the present moment.
在约翰福音八章五十八节，耶稣是正在说这些话。
And he says, you're not going to believe this.
你不会相信的。
But it's true, it's true.
可是是真的，是真的。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
And then he refers to something in the past.
然后他说了一件在过去发生的事。
He refers...to the birth of Abraham.
他在指的是亚伯拉罕的出生。
He's speaking in the present.
可是他是在现在是说这句话。
But he refers to the birth of Abraham, which is in the past.
可是亚伯拉罕的诞生是在过去式。
Now watch, this is what he does.
看着。
He says, you're not going to believe it.
你不会相信的。
But it's true, it's true.
是真的，是真的。
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Before Abraham was born.
在亚伯拉罕出生之前
I am
我就已经在那儿了
Now
现在
Before Abraham was born
在亚伯拉罕出生之前
That's exactly what Jesus says here
这就是耶稣所说的话
Question
有问题吗
How can Jesus say that?
耶稣怎能这样说呢
？Answer，
答案是什么
？Only because he is God，
是因为耶稣基督是神。
When we speak about God，
当我们讲到神的时候
，we often talk about him in terms of his omni attributes。
我们通常讲到的是他全能的性格。
You know what I mean by that？
你知道我讲的是什么意思吗？
So we say that God is omnipotent.
我们说到神是全能的。
That means he can do anything.
他可以做任何事情。
We say that God is omniscient.
我们说
That means he knows everything. And we say that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. I love the truth of the omnipresence of God. Yesterday, I was in Columbia, South Carolina. My wife drove me in the car to the airport. We have done this hundreds of times. And we went to the kiss and fly circle.
I'm not sure I...
Kiss and...
oh!
Many airports have a little place where you can park and call kiss and fly.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, everybody knows. Okay, I don't have to explain.
And we stopped the car. I got out. She got out. We walked around the car. We hugged. We kissed. We prayed together. And then I got my suitcase. And I went into the airport. And she drove back home. And as I walked into the airport, this is what I said to myself. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is staying with her and he's coming with me? Isn't that wonderful? He's omnipresent. Now watch. Usually when we think of the omnipresence of God, we restrict that wonderful truth to the concept of space. But it is equally true in the context of time. Now watch. I hope you can translate this.
I'll try.
You're doing great. You are doing great.
Thank you.
It's not only accurate to say that he is, and that he was, and that he will be, but it is also accurate to say that he is, was, and is, will be.
I think I'm going to have some trouble translating that, but... 对我们来说神是在现在在过去在未来是真实的因为这是他的全在性同样的当这个现在时的时候也是可以同样他在过去是过去发生我照我这个翻译再来了
Now watch, Moses tells us in the Old Testament about God that he is from everlasting to everlasting.
摩西在创世纪里面告诉我们说这位神是从亘古到永远
And Isaiah tells us that he is the eternal one who inhabits eternity.
在以赛亚告诉我们说我们的所信的神是永恒的神他是住在永恒里面
So when Jesus makes this statement in John 8:58 Before Abraham was born, I am. They knew exactly what he meant. And if you look in your Bible, that's why verse 59 says what it says.
It says,
then they picked up stones to kill him. Why did they want to kill him? Because he claimed to be God. Alright, let's go back to our original question. How can Jesus Christ claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world? Answer number one, because of who Jesus is.
第一个理由是因为耶稣是谁。
And who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢?
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
Jesus himself claimed to be God.
耶稣基督自称为神。
Jesus himself proved to be God.
耶稣基督他使我们知道 他是神。
In fact, Jesus received worship as God.
事实上耶稣基督他受到对神的敬拜。
And I'm going to come back to this tonight because time has run out. But Jesus received worship as God. We will see that clearly in Scripture.
今天晚上我们会看到说耶稣他所受到的敬拜是给神的敬拜。
So who is Jesus Christ?
所以耶稣基督是谁呢?
Jesus is God.
基督是神。
What did Jesus Christ do?
耶稣基督做了什么事呢?
Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole world.
耶稣基督为世人的罪死在加略山上的十架。
Now this is very important what I want to say now.
现在我要说一句非常重要的话。
I think,
我想,
if I could speak to most of you here in this room individually,
假如我可以对你们每一个人单独的说话的话。
And I think that if I said to you, do you believe that Jesus is God? I think most of you would say yes.
假如我问你说耶稣基督是神吗？我相信你们大多数人都会说是的。
And I think that if I asked you, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the whole world? I think most of you would say yes.
如果我问你耶稣基督是为世人的罪死在十架吗？我相信你们绝大多数人都会说是的。
But watch.
可是看着。
Most of you would say, yes, Jesus is God.
大多数人都会说耶稣基督是神。
Most of you would say, yes, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world.
大多数人也会说耶稣基督死在十字架上是为了世人的罪。
But most of you have never stopped to think,how those two things go together.
我相信你们大多数人中从来没有想到说把耶稣基督是神跟耶稣死在十字架这两件事情连在一起。
Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world.
耶稣为世人的罪死在十字架上。
And when you put those two things together,
当你把这两件事放在一起的时候,
you finally understand,
你会了解
that he is the only, only way of salvation for the whole world.
他是唯一世人的拯救。
So what we're going to do tonight,
是今天晚上,
is we're going to show how seeing who Jesus is and what Jesus did go together.
今天晚上我们要一起来看说耶稣是谁。和耶稣 做了什么事情是很重要的，有连贯性。
I'm going to see that tonight.
今天晚上我们一起来看。
And this is so important because this is a critical question.
这是非常重要的，因为这个是个关键性的问题。
You see, your Buddhist friends are going to ask you this question.
你的那个佛教的朋友会问你这个问题。
And your Hindu friends are going to ask you this question.
你印度教的朋友也会问你这个问题。
And your Muslim friends are going to ask you this question.
你伊斯兰教的朋友也会问你这个问题。
And your Jehovah's Witness friends are going to ask you this question.
你的耶和华见证会的朋友也会问。
And your Mormon friends are going to ask you this question.
你摩门教的朋友也会问你这个问题。
And your atheist friends are going to ask you this question.
你的无神论的朋友也会问你这个问题。
They're going to say, how in the world can Jesus claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
他们会问你说耶稣基督怎能自称为世人唯一的拯救呢？
What are you going to say?
你要说什么呢？
Well, I don't know. I think it's just because he said it.
我想我不知道就是这样子嘛。
Or is it because you say, I can tell you why. It's because of who he is, and it's because of what he did, and it's because those two things come together and we saw itIn God's Word, and that's what we're going to see tonight.
你或是你会回答说，因为耶稣基督是谁，和他死在为世人的罪死在十字架上，这两件事情来解释说，为什么他可以自称为神。
By the way, if my wife were here, she would tell you I have one big fault.
要是我太太在这里的话，她就会告诉你说，她我有一个很大的痛。
She would tell you that when I'm preaching, sometimes I don't finish a story.
她会告诉你说，有的时候我在讲到的时候，我不没有不能够的讲完一个故事。
And some of you are wondering about Sandy.
我相信你们有些人在也许在想说 ，Sandy 到底的结果怎么样
？The one on the front porch.
就是在这个门廊前面那个女孩。
The one who said that's not fair.
那个说不公平的那个人。
I'm going to tell you tonight the wonderful end of that story.
今天晚上我会告诉你这个奇妙的结果。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are God.
谢谢恩主，你是神。
The testimony of your holy word is clear.
你自己的圣言的见证是非常清楚的。
You are God.
你是神。
Help us to see tonight.
请帮今天晚上帮助我们了解。
Help us to see how who you are and what you did on the cross go together.
帮助我们看见你是谁，跟你死在十字架上这两件事情是连贯的。
So that we can say with confidence that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation for the whole world.
以至于我们能够带着信心地说，耶稣基督是世人唯一的拯救。
And Lord, we pray tonight that as we see this,
主耶稣，我们向你祷告，当我们了解这件事的时候，
that you will help us to see the tremendous implications of that truth for each one of our lives.
我们求你帮助我们看见了解这个真理的后面的伟大重要性。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget what the word Amen means.
你不要忘记 Amen 是什么意思。
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.